In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Christ is in our midst.
He is in our society.
And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen among us, and that God has visited his people. Brothers and sisters, you know, this life can be miserable at times. Just dreadful. Empty, dark, dead, meaningless. And modern writers and artists and movie makers have painted that sad picture for us in detail of an empty, meaningless world, a world of everyone against everyone, of dog eat dog, of all against all, of survival of the fittest. And these artists are praised and awarded for their great insights into life's nothingness. And the church would agree and teach this as well. And the Holy Fathers would concur with this vision of life as a living hell, without God. Without God, yes. Yes, without God, life is empty and dark and dead. And the literature is accurate in that sense. Without God, men are left to themselves, and left to themselves, their pride metastasizes, and their ego balloons, and they feed upon themselves. And left to ourselves, life becomes a tangled web of sin, of pleasure seeking and passions, like a fly caught in the spider's web, and of a fight of everyone against everyone, which manifests itself most clearly on our modern roadways. Left to ourselves, without the true God, we seek after other gods. Idols of the world, idols of our flesh, seeking distraction from one entertainment to the next, from one sensation to another, some descending into criminal activity. Can you imagine a criminal praying before doing a robbery or a murder? Lord, please help everything to go well. No, they are without God. Without God, and without God, life can get very ugly. And we dare say that as a doctrine, at least as a spiritual truth of our Orthodox Christian faith. Because we are made for God and meant for God, and living in denial of God, we head down a treacherous path of lies and deceit, and of self-deceit, especially. For trying to live without God, we deceive ourselves and we let the world deceive us. We allow the world to deceive us and to tell us, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. A meaningless death after a meaningless life. But we believe and declare that we are not alone in our sins and miseries, that we are not condemned to live a life based on mere animal existence. God has visited his people. We just heard. God has visited his people in the person of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, God did not leave us alone in our sins, but he has come to us. And this is indeed the good news. This is the gospel. It is the good news that people in the West, in this country and in Europe, have lived by, but in the recent times, It's the good news that's being lost or discarded. The Western world, defined and shaped by the Christian faith, is casting aside its own heritage, its own culture, and identity. Indeed, it is casting aside Christ. It is tired of the good news of Christ. But brothers and sisters, without God, without Christ, something has to come and fill that void. Something from hell rather than from heaven. And our disbelieving intelligentsia, our intellectuals, remain perplexed and unable or unwilling to link obvious cause and effect, that when God is pushed out of human life made in God's image, which belongs to God, then all kinds of social problems and troubles and disintegration ensues, and psychological syndromes and crises arise, and people go off and do terrible things. And then people cry out to the government to come and fix everything for us. Come and be our big daddy. Solve all these social problems created by our godless living, turning government into an idol, our source of protection and comfort and reassurance, because we've put God out of our lives. You will rarely find people who believe government is the answer to all our problems who also believe strongly in God, because they made a choice of one versus the other. Believers should have a healthy skepticism of government and of all merely human solutions to life's problems, especially we Orthodox. The Soviet experiment is part of our history. The Soviets tried it for us. They tried life without God. They tried government as God in God's place. The kingdom of God without God. How did that work after 20 million dead? It failed. It failed because Christ said to us, without me you can do nothing. And I am the vine and you are the branches. Our lifeline for Christians, our fruit of that vine is the Holy Eucharist. That's the source of all our solutions in Jesus Christ. Communion of the body and blood of our Christ who loves us, who visits us, and who has given himself to us, and who continues to give himself, to offer himself to us. He who has ears to hear and a heart that is open. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, has come in the flesh, came not for one visit, but he is here for an extended visit with us. But we have to want ourselves to extend his visit with us. We have to ask and insist, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, that he come and stay and visit with us some more. Don't leave us. We have this expression in the South to visit. People visit. People visit with each other. In the North, we tend to say, well, we were just talking. But Southerners say, we were visiting. We were just visiting. And a visit is a life exchange, a catching up, a being present for each other, with each other, an exchange with the idea of each being genuinely interested in the other and sharing in each other's life. God has visited his people. And Christ intends to do that with us, brothers and sisters, to visit and to keep visiting and telling us, lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. And we need not look elsewhere. We have no other God but thee. We have no other Lord. We have no other hope but in Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to Jesus Christ. Amen.